Yo, why did you egg?
Yo, hold on. I don't know what's going on. I think the Wi-Fi is acting up right now. And I'm just, I don't know where this, I don't know what the.
Use data.
You hear me?
Yeah, we hear you now.
Yeah, he's not on here. I don't know what the fuck's going on here. I'm gonna try to add him again. Send invite. We've got a special guest with us today, Sid, if he manages to show up at all. Oh, there he is.
Yo.
Hey. Heyo.
That worked.
Right. Yeah. No. You were under two names.
Was I?
Yeah. No. I well, you're here now. That's what counts.
There you go.
There you go. Not a square to spare. Okay, we have our good friend
Did
Sid,
you join the
who
game?
may remember from the Marvel DC episode talking about jumping out of the way before the juggernaut pops you in the ass. And the Mandarin.
Meow.
You remember hearing from that episode? So we have Sid with us today, who will share a little bit about his experience, his epic trek, hopefully. And Sid, do you have anything to say to our numerous legions of fans out there?
I am now reporting from Deep Cove, no longer in California.
Oh, Deep Cove.
Heyo.
And do you want to tell us what you've been up to? I understand it was a bit of an ordeal for you.
Yeah, so just finished the mandatory quarantine on Friday. Because we got back from the States, so we couldn't really leave the house for 2 weeks.
Okay.
So now at least we can go get groceries. But before that, when all this shit started going down, we were in Chile. So we
Chile.
were, yeah. So we were basically in Punta Arenas. So
Shout
pretty,
out to Eric.
yeah, exactly.
Nobody knows who he is right now, so it's fine.
So we were down there, and yeah, shit started kind of going sideways, and we had to make a decision. When we first got to South America, that was the end of February, there were no COVID cases there. So we thought,
In South
it's,
America, period?
yeah,
Oh,
nothing.
shit.
So we thought, okay, maybe because it's still summer there, that maybe it won't be as infectious or whatever, but that ended up being not true. And then we went north of Buenos Aires to Iguazu Falls.
Yeah.
And once we got there, we were watching the news, and that's when they said, oh, there was a case in Buenos Aires the previous week.
Shit. Oh, shit.
So there was only one case at that time, and that was, like I said, end of February.
Yeah.
And then, we continue our trek. A couple weeks later, we're down in Patagonia, finishing up in Argentina. Went to Chile. We were in Chile for, we're supposed to be there for another 3 weeks. So we're basically like halfway point in the trip.
Shit.
And then I forgot what the date was. I think it was like March 11th or 10th or whatever. Argentina announced that they're shutting their borders to everybody. And we had planned to go back up through Chile and then cross over Argentina for a few spots still, right?
Yeah.
So we can't do that anymore. And then Chile was always like a few days behind Argentina in terms of like shutting down things and whatever. So we just decided right away to book a flight. And good thing we did, because the flight prices a couple days later, when Chile finally blocked the borders, it went up to like 3 grand one way,
Oh.
just to get back to LA.
Shit, eh?
Yeah, so we started in Punta Arenas. We had to take a bus to Puerto Montt, which is like 2 hours south.
Yeah.
Take the bus, And then the next day, hop on a flight. So it was like a 3-hour flight to another city in the middle of Chile. And then a 4-hour layover, and then a 4-hour flight to Santiago. And then that was like a 7-hour layover. So at this point, we're already like 15 hours in. And then that
15
flight
hours, like, not around the shit.
15 hours from our when we first left the southernmost part of Chile.
Okay,
So
yeah.
basically, where we were, the southernmost part, it's like basically like not even like 1,000 kilometers from Antarctica. That's how far south it is.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's like this basically the, as far south as you can go. And then got to Chile, had a layover there, and we're flying to JFK. So that was a 10-hour flight. So we get to JFK and we have like a 6-hour layover there. And the airport was just dead. Like there's like nobody in there. It was kind of weird.
Yeah,
Basically,
that's gotta be.
yeah, like nothing's open. Everything's closed. There's only like a few people. And we were just there last year because we went to New York and we saw how the airport was like on a regular day.
Yeah.
But that day was like completely like empty.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so another 5 hours there, and then a flight to Phoenix, and then we had a 1-hour layover at Phoenix, and then we did a flight from Phoenix to the airport in Orange County. So in grand total, it was like basically like 42 hours.
42 hours you spent on a plane. On multiple planes.
Planes and layovers, yeah, 42 hours basically, yeah.
And then that got you back to the OC.
Yeah, got to OC. We had a hotel there, like right by the airport.
Yeah.
And that airport was dead too.
Oh, yeah.
So we took a lift to the hotel, which was like 5 minutes away. And then the lift guy says, yeah, he's been working. So we got to the airport like 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
He said he was working at since 2 o'clock, and we were only the third trip in like
Oh,
6 hours.
shit. Nobody's moving around or anything.
Yeah, so like, even people like Uber and Lyft are hurting pretty bad.
Yeah.
So we spent the night there, and then the next day we had to take another Uber to LA to pick up our car. It was parked at a friend's house.
Yeah.
Picked up the car and then basically drove straight to Vancouver. Spent one night in like somewhere in Oregon. I can't remember where. Yreka, I think.
Oh.
Or California, actually, Northern California, Yreka, so right before the Oregon border.
Shit. How
So
many
that was
hours
like,
is it?
that day I think it was like 9 hours.
Okay. Did they question you
So,
guys or anything at the border? Or?
well, no, not, I mean, the guy was just like, what are you guys doing? Because he was really nice, but he was just like, you guys, because he's like, where do you guys live? We're like, well, it's a long story. We kind of live in LA, but now we're coming back. And he's kind of like, well, what are you guys doing here then? And we just had to explain, like, oh, like we're moving back. And then he was pretty nice. He's like, yeah, just stay inside, stay safe. And that was it. There was no, we didn't have to go inside or anything. There were no other issues. So we had this place booked for 2 weeks initially, and then we decided to extend it by another 4 weeks.
Oh, nice.
So now we're here until April 29th, and it's open all of May, so we may decide to stay here for another month.
Yeah,
So,
that's not bad. Like,
yeah.
I mean, all that, and it's good because all that all your plans for your trip, at least, like, I mean, this is kind of like a different kind of trip. I'm sure you would have liked to finish your trip, but it's good. It's just that you guys can actually just hang out there, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it sucks about the trip, but it's not just us. A lot of people got fucked over, right? Like, there were tons of people on trips. So, we're pretty lucky compared to other people who would pay like thousands of dollars to get back, and we only end up spending like maybe like 600, 700 bucks.
Yeah,
But
that's not bad at all.
yeah, there are people getting on the plane and sitting behind us, and they're like, they were talking, we're just overhearing them, and they're like, yeah, we spent like 3,000, 4,000 on this ticket, and it's just like, holy fuck,
It's
it's pretty
crazy.
crazy, yeah.
That's crazy, man. And those people on those cruise ships, like, they're just being fucking shipped around.
Well, no one let them dock, right? it's kind of fucked.
That is fucked, eh?
Yeah, and in the meantime, everybody's probably giving COVID to each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, cruise ships, we all know how quickly, like, norovirus spreads on cruise ships, right? Like, everybody seems to be getting sick when norovirus is going around, but, like, this is, like, times 10.
And then the population on cruise ships, they're usually older, right?
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, older people. Damn, that's first 10 minutes of this fucking podcast. It's not our usual fucking jokes. It's pretty serious shit out there, man.
Yep, but good to be home.
Yeah.
Good to be chilling.
Yeah. It's way better up here north of the border.
Yep.
Gong show down there.
Yep. Been playing the shit out of Mario Kart.
Cool. Mario Kart.
Yep. Should do a podcast on Mario Kart one of these days.
Okay, we might as well do it right now. We might as well pivot this shit to Mario Kart.
Ducky was waiting for that.
We'll do it. We'll do. But you gotta download the mobile game, man.
Is it available for Android?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, for everything, and then you could do co-op on there now. And
how many people in the co-op?
How many people in the co-op? I don't know. Like, we can put all of us.
Is this one of those things where you're gonna tell us to download it and you play one race and
yes.
never play again?
Yes. Listen, I have this thing. I have this game on my phone. I've had it since the first day. I didn't really.
You just wait. Just give it give it some time, and it's done. Off to the next one.
Yeah.
Listen.
I'm listening.
It's going to be there. It's going to be there.
Okay.
Now, Mario Kart. We got to pivot off. We got to talk about bright things. We got to talk about fucking. We're all fucking stuck at home right now, so we have to do shit to pick our spirits up. So we might as well fucking talk about Mario Kart.
All right.
All right.
Well, or you could try other things to entertain yourself, like cutting your own hair.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Son of Ben's going to share his story. Dooms and I were on the call. We were first to the scene when Son of Ben called us out of the blue. He was cutting his own hair. How'd that go?
Not bad. Actually, it looks pretty good, I must admit.
Did you find a bowl somewhere in the house?
I thought about it. Halfway through, I wanted to just leave it. It was easier, I think.
Yeah.
But after I hung up with them, I spent another good 10 minutes just cleaning it up. And there's little bits of hair that stick out, and you just have to keep running over the same spot multiple times.
Yeah.
And YouTube tutorials really help. Watch some dude shave his own head, cut his own hair, and it helps.
Fuck, man. YouTube is, you can learn anything on
it. YouTube is one big instructional video. Anything you can want, you can find. But yeah.
I'm wondering what kind of weird videos out there, weird tutorials to do weird shit.
That's probably a different site that starts with you.
Yeah.
That's true.
Red light, green light.
You got incognito that shit. We've been talking about our incognito. Dooms and I went on and on about our incognito draft, but we won't talk about it. we really got into it. We laid down like 100 names over the course of 10 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, Benny was there. Yeah.
Yeah, Son of Ben was there, but he missed out on it. I thought he was opening tabs, but he wasn't. I thought he was just getting ready. That's days and days worth of material right there.
Honestly, the pandemic has caused so many messages on my phone, just random links and whatnot. It's kind of entertaining to just go through it all at one time.
Yeah, just sit there and like go through all of it, right? I've been sending you some daily pick me ups, some nice pictures for y'all.
Yeah, from your favorite Twitter feed.
I can't even understand that. It's like some we won't talk about it though. I didn't like any photos though. we'll talk about Mario Kart for now. We don't really have a plan for today. It's just kind of like a celebratory episode, celebrating that we're all healthy and doing well. But first, on a medical front, Dooms has we have a very close friend working in the medical industry. So, Dooms, if you could enlighten us about this close friend and what their tips are, any new information about COVID?
Nothing really in our area. I think the main thing I'm wondering about is if it's actually airborne or not, because some cases they're like, oh, it is. Some people like it isn't. So they're just kind of a weird in-between area. And then there's times where it can be airborne. There's, and I know in the hospital, there's airborne generating procedures. So if you give someone CPR and stuff like that.
Hey, you guys hear that stuff?
Sorry?
You guys hear that stuff?
It's only when Dooms talks.
Is it like really bad static? Can you guys hear me?
No, it's good now. It's good now.
Okay, I don't know. Maybe it's probably my phone. My phone's been jacked up lately. Even on regular calls, it just kind of...
No, well, it's fine now. It's fine now.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe it depends where you are. Sitting in the...
I don't know. I don't know. My phone's really old too, right? It's probably got problems.
Huh? Oh, okay.
I know I can't sometimes do normal calls. I have to put it on speaker and speak into it. Because the normal speaker, the normal mic on the phone doesn't work. So it's really fucked up now. So, gotta get a new one.
One day.
Yeah. One day, yeah, for sure. I'll probably wait till the next line of new phones come out. It's probably going to be the September next year, maybe? I don't know.
It's probably when quarantine's going to end next year.
Okay, if you guys got to take the over and under on this quarantine, what would you take? Over and under, we're going to say 2 months.
Over, for sure.
Yeah, I think we're probably going to go to the new year.
We're going to live like this till the new year.
I will probably ease off, and then we're probably going to get the second wave of infections when we start going back to normal.
Okay, how would they, my question is, how will they transition this shit back? Let's say in theory, there's no, like, let's say it goes like a week or 2 weeks with like zero new cases, let's just say, even with all the testing going on.
But so, that's hard to say then, right? Because then you have to wait 2 weeks since the last infection, and then from there you have to wait it out and see if there's anything else new. So then when people come back out, there's nobody that's asymptomatic or whatever and has it, and they'll start new infections. So, but that's like the, we're democracy, right? We're not like China where the government's gonna lock us in our rooms or blast us if we leave our house. So it's gonna be for us to do that.
All right. So you guys think, you guys definitely taking the over 2 months?
Yes.
Yep.
Oh shit. Yeah, that's I guess this is just a new normal then.
Yeah. Because as long as we're getting new cases, we have to stay diligent and do the social distancing and shit like that.
Shit. Well, we had a fake news event today already, because somebody pretended to be Ariel Helwani, and he reported that the Khabib fight was still on, which I thought it was. Oh, and Son of Ben discovered it was fake because it was not the real Helwani, and Son of Ben reported it.
Oh shit!
It's good.
Too many motherfuckers, man, sitting at home twiddling their thumbs. They're just gonna cause trouble.
Man, I was so hyped.
Me too.
I know Sid, who is not a big MMA fan, was probably looking forward to it as well.
I would have streamed it illegally. Yep.
Blame it on the Airbnb. It wasn't me, fucking Shaggy. But that's a huge fight that right now is up in the air right now. But Dana White is one of the few commissioners or whatever of professional sports that still wants his fights to go on. What do you guys think? What's your take on should athletes, some people are arguing that sports should go on or come back because they
they can do it in a safe space or whatever. They have access to the best medical teams to help people through these tough times. And a lot of people, including myself, are saying, fuck it, we gotta keep everyone safe.
I don't know, because in the NBA, that one dude got it, right? And
he's yeah, motherfucker was a joker. Rudy Gobert.
He's going to give it to his entire team. That's the issue with team sports. But something like MMA, where there's fewer people, I know they have like their coaches and sparring partners and whatnot, but yeah, I think there's more testing in those sports anyways. They'll know if they have the virus or not.
What is the number one thing you guys miss the most during this time? We're going to start out with Sid because he's a special guest today.
I would say the beginning of the playoffs, NHL playoffs, first round. Which should...
That would be happening right now.
In probably about a week, yeah. And, you know, Canucks, even though they're playing like shit before the kind of the lockdown started, they shut it down. They still had a reasonable chance to make the playoffs, and they haven't made the playoffs in like 5 years. So I was kind of looking forward to watching that.
Yeah, that's kind of shitty.
Yeah.
Shit.
What was that? Who farted?
Who was it?
Wasn't me. I told you, Shaggy.
Wasn't me.
Wasn't me.
Me was my phone again.
That was weird. That was weird. But son of Ben, what is one thing you miss the most, sports or otherwise, though?
Fuck, I've been on quarantine for 35 years. So everything's normal to me. If anything, I go out more now.
Shit. This guy is the reverse quarantine.
Because nobody's out and about. He's like, fuck, it's finally my time to shine.
Yeah. There's no one out. It's lovely. There's no traffic. But there are a lot of asshole drivers out there right now. People just speed and tailgate. It's ridiculous.
Shit. Speeding, like Rick Ross.
But yeah, there's nothing really different for me.
Shit, all right. That's not bad. What about you, dude?
Probably just feeling safe when you leave your house.
Mm.
The feeling
of safety. Yeah.
As you go to a fucking supermarket, you're like, what motherfucker touched these like apples and shit like that? So you have to worry about it.
Yeah,
just the feeling, feeling safe.
That's true.
My brother just walked in here talking to me.
But... Oh, yeah, it's souped. It's souped. He made a special guest appearance last time, too.
He's not hanging around this time, though. He booked it.
Okay.
Did you answer that question?
Oh, I would say out of all the things I miss the most, like obviously basketball, but I miss like just being able to like just being able to go out there and like eat something. You know what I mean? Like just being able to like sit. And like I wasn't even, you know, I'm a huge homebody. You guys know that. But even before all this happened, I'm definitely closer to Son of Ben on the spectrum, like in terms of like staying home and all that shit. But I just even going out, like I want to go and like sit down at like White Spot, you know, and I want to have like fish and chips, or I want to go get like a poke bowl, but I can't do that right now. So for me, like food is a big thing, like. You know, like,
uh-huh.
So I need to be able to eat and shit. Like, I'm eating well at home, but it's just the experience of dining out.
Yeah. Have you like ate out at White Spot or no?
You know what? I haven't ordered shit. Any of you guys order shit?
I had White Spot takeout 2 days ago.
Oh shit.
Good.
How do you know
I mean, I don't know. I guess you just have to have confidence that someone's not going to cough in your food. But I don't know. The setup wasn't bad. The they had the takeout thing at the back, and only one person was allowed in at a time. They had like clearly marked everything, and then you bring the food home and you take it out of the packaging, and like you wash your hands after opening the packaging, and then you take the food out and try to be as safe as you can, I guess.
Yeah. Just fucking take shots of fucking alcohol with each bite.
I'll let you know in 14 days.
Shit. Okay, so that was shit about the quarantine. So we do not really have any topic for today. So we might as well fucking talk about Mario Kart right now.
All right. What is your favorite Mario Kart game?
Favorite. Fuck, I don't know the names of the games. We'll just go with the characters.
What the Nintendo 64 one? Which one do you play first?
Oh, I take the fucking. The Nintendo. Okay, we got to do a. Should we do a drafting or should we just do a roundtable discussion?
Probably just a discussion will be easier. There's like more lot of us, right?
Okay, so we'll do favorite Mario Kart. Anybody can jump in at any time and fucking throw shit out there. But favorite Mario Kart, I like the DS version. Sid and I used to have DSs at the same time, and we used to go to this. We used to go to Crystal Mall. Remember, Sid?
Yep.
And we used to find this Asian dude who would hook us up with shit.
Yep. And he really hooked us up.
He did. Daddy did. We had fucking games for days.
And to play on Wi-Fi at your house, we had to go in the bathroom and get in the corner of the bathtub.
I was trying to take the fucking neighbor's signal. That was the only place I could get it. I fucking huddled in the corner to fucking play Mario Kart. Huddled in a bathtub like a fucking bomb was going to go off in my house.
How do you know the neighbor's Wi-Fi password?
No, it was because I was trying to find one that didn't require a password, and that was the closest one where I could get to. It was across the street. So I had to fucking go to the fucking, I had to use my dad's bathtub, and I sat in there in my fucking shorts and fucking tank top fucking playing Mario Kart in the middle of winter.
Weren't your parents like, what the fuck are you doing?
Oh, fuck. They said that many a time in my life. Like when I fucking passed out, fucking taking an actual bath, and I was fucking playing my Game Boy, and I fucking put it down. I was like, I'm just gonna sleep for just 1 second, and I fucking passed the fuck out. And I woke up looking like a bag of prunes. My dad had to break the door down. He thought I was dead.
Holy shit!
Because I passed out. I was in there for like fucking half an hour. The water was cold. I was getting the fucking Kramer shiver. When he fucking passed out in the bath, the fucking hot tub.
Yeah, the pump broke.
And then he fucking got, he ended up, the Japanese guys ended up fucking, because the fucking steam got him all fucking stuck in the wardrobe.
Yeah.
we'll go with Seinfeld after this. But yes, a Mario Kart. Mario Kart was great. Anybody have a favorite Mario Kart character? Where's Son of Ben?
I'm right here.
Are you going to tell us your favorite Mario Kart character or what?
Character? Or
yeah, man. Who you want to race as?
Well, that's got to be Mario.
Shit.
Okay.
Why Mario?
Sorry?
Why Mario?
Well, he's the main character. He's like the Red Ranger of Mario.
You know the Red Ranger, the guy who played him, turned out to be a gay
porn actor. He's not. You're against spreading fake news.
I don't know. I just heard. I just read it.
That's the problem. That's all you did. You just read it.
No. Fact check. They actually... So you're saying that's a fake news?
It is fake, yeah. It's some dude that looks like him.
I wouldn't know them.
Clint, no homo.
But not that anything is wrong with it, like fucking Seinfeld.
Exactly.
What about you, Sid? Who's your go-to character?
Well, I've been playing the newest one that's on the Switch, and there's
when did you get a.
I borrowed my brother's juniors.
Oh,
And he and there's like 30 characters in that game. Like you can oh, be shit. Like Link, you can be like the Silver Mario, you can be the Tanuki Mario. There's like
yo, the Tanuki ones, he's got the raccoon.
Yeah, exactly. So you can be a billion different characters. I actually I like Toadstool. Because he makes the funny sound effects.
That's crying. Yeah.
What about you, Doom?
I love Wario.
Oh, shit. The noises he makes. But he's a good mix of tough and kind of fast. So that's why I liked him in Mario Kart 64.
I gotta go with Toad as well, because he's super light and he's quick. But once you get bumped by Bowser, you're getting the fuck out of there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what about, do you guys have like a favorite favorite track that you guys want, you guys would love to race on?
I always like the rainbow levels.
There's just kind of craziness going on and people can go from first to last pretty quick.
Oh, yeah, it's too quick.
Yeah, that one's pretty good. In the new one, they have this course. It's kind of like a slalom course. So you're like on a ski hill or something like that, but it's like there's still laps, but it's not the same lap. Basically, you go down this course. So that's pretty good. And that one has all of the different cups from all the different games. So like the DS version, 64 version, like basically every version that came out, they have all the cups from those and tracks from those versions. So it's pretty good.
Every single game that came out.
Yep. There's like I think 10 different cups you can choose from in the newest version.
Oh shit. That's not bad.
It's pretty good.
I should buy that for my nieces, yeah. Sounds like it's a decent game.
Your nieces have the Switch?
Yeah, yeah. I bought them all those Lego games because they like those kind of games.
Fucking like Ninjago. Masters of Spinjitzu.
Are you just shouting out random Lego shit?
No, man. It's Spinjitzu, man. Like, I saw it on Netflix. But what's... You got a racetrack or what?
I love any racetrack that you can pick up speed and just fly in the air. Those are the funnest.
You, this motherfucker, giving the most ambiguous answers.
I'm not a fan of video
games. This guy, motherfucker, that you give him a Serby and he fucking just picks the fucking middle button all the way down. Like,
what?
You know, like when they ask you Serby on a scale 1 to 10, rate your fucking Serby.
Not applicable.
Not applicable. All the way down.
Neither yes nor no.
Fuck. I can neither confirm or deny.
This is why so you like trouble, though. I say the right amount.
No, you don't say enough.
I say too much. Right. Let's be honest.
You said more than enough in the two episodes we recorded, so I had to record. We had to record a third one.
What is this, Blaine Benson Day? Oh, there you go. I just messed up.
Well, that's every day at your house.
Everybody knows it. Cat's out of the bag, so it's all good.
Yeah,
son of Ben.
Continue.
But anyways. I would pick my racetrack. I'm fucking picking the fucking dirt bike track, that Wario track.
Excitebike.
Yeah, I think the Wario Stadium.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like the Excitebike track where it's like you get to like near the end where they have the fucking jumps.
Yeah.
That's nice. I like that one.
That's pretty good.
What about Trip Cheap Cheap Bit Beach or whatever? Trip
I hate
beach.
That one. Can't fucking stand that one.
What?
It's so stupid.
You go underwater.
Yeah, but then the stupid fish come flying at you out of the air, and then the tide comes in and out. So sometimes it's a really cheap, cheap map. I don't like it.
What about Donkey Kong?
That one's okay. That one's not too bad.
The jungly.
That one's not too bad.
Shout out. We got to do a shout out since I said jungly. Shout out to the bush woman.
Fuck.
The what?
Sid, remember the bush woman?
Yes.
Ajitaru?
Yeah.
there was a bush woman. So when we were kids a long time ago, we saw this woman who looked like she came out of the fucking Asian version of the Flintstones. And then we fucking theorized that she had a motherfucking bush the size of a motherfucking palm tree. You know those fucking tropical ferns and shit you see in Jurassic Park? That's probably what it looked like. But black. Yeah, that's your Bob's head. We called it a bush lady. We saw her more than once. The bush lady was sighted more than once.
Many times.
Yeah, yeah. The bush lady, that's the spot. All you can eat sushi. That's what she likes.
If you could find it. If you can find it.
Deep sea fishing. Fucking secrets in that.
Deep sea fishing.
Like those motherfucking pearl divers in Japan and shit.
Got a lot of coral reefs around there.
Great Barrier Reef, the barrier to entry. All right. So we talked about the favorite Mario Kart courses, favorite Mario Kart track. What else were we going to talk about? We talked about Mario Kart and we said we were going to talk about something else.
I think you were doing all the talking. I don't know.
How did you pass the time when you're in there for 2 weeks?
Me?
We just played video games, yeah.
Well, I mean, we did go out. Like, I know you're not supposed to, but there's like tons of little walking paths here, like that are like literally like 20 seconds away. So just kind of walked for like 10-15 minutes, but I don't know. Time seems to go by quickly. I don't know why. And all the days kind of blend in together.
Yeah, that's true.
Like 2 days ago feels like yesterday, and like, you know, 3 days ago feels like today. It's so weird how it is right now.
We still have fucking a lot of this shit to go.
Yeah, I know.
A few more months.
I know. I'm just happy I can go to Superstore by myself now. I don't need to rely on anybody else for groceries. That's the most annoying part.
I wonder if they'll all do like pre-select your groceries and then just have them ready.
Yeah, that's been hard though. We tried, but like there's like no time slots available at all. Yeah. So like if you really need something, then you can't wait like another week and then have to like, it's almost like a lottery system where you log in and if the time slot's gone, you're fucked. So, but that Superstore was really good. I think they only let like 50 people in the store at a time.
They're pretty good.
Do they tell you which way to go, or
some of the produce section is kind of a mishmash everything. So I think they made some of those areas one way. Okay. But most of the Superstore aisles are pretty big. So I mean, if you quickly pass someone, it's not a big deal. And then they do for the checkout line; they have all the checkout lines open, the tills.
Yeah.
But they make a lineup, so like everybody knows the layout of Superstore, but like if you can imagine the checkout line goes from where the till is all the way back to like, you know, where like the fish and stuff are, you know, like they have those tanks.
Yeah.
So it's all the way back there. And it seems like a long time, but it literally only takes you like 5 minutes because they only let one person go to the till at a time.
Yeah.
So I get it from all those like 15.
Yeah. Checkouts. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then after everybody bags their groceries, the person that works there just cleans the conveyor belt and wipes all the buttons and everything with some spray every single time. So,
wow, pretty good.
No, man, they're doing a good job.
Yeah,
they're putting work, man.
You got a Mario Kart and go around the fucking aisles like that.
Drift, yeah.
But
Superstore is pretty big, so I mean, it's like when they have like only like 50 people in there, it's like pretty good. You don't really bump into many people, and you know, there's obviously people there that are scared of everything, so like they'll enter an aisle, they'll see you at the end, they'll just turn around and leave. So
that's me.
Yeah, mask on,
hoodie on. I got my hoodie on.
Yeah.
Got my hoodie on, got my gloves on.
Yeah, I see people with like those fabric masks, mm-hmm. but they don't work.
God,
because they don't like filter out the viruses. So,
how about bring a ski mask?
No, those don't work either.
Oh shit,
those don't. Yeah, you got to get like the proper material. There's some cloths that are better than others.
Mm-hmm. What about a toque?
No. Nope. That doesn't work either.
If it has a large holes in it, the
droplets will just pass through it.
What if you walked around a store with, like, say, like a motorbike helmet?
I don't think so. I don't think that would work either because it just has like air slots. It doesn't have a filter on those slots. From what I know, I don't know what motorcycle helmets have.
Shit.
Yeah, you gotta have a proper filter on things for it to work.
There's no filter. Damn. There's no filter at all.
Yeah, then you're fucked.
No shit. We're definitely scary times. We're fucking steer back into this. All right, we might as well keep it on this topic. What kind of, if we're going to be in here for the long haul, what kind of, if there's one new skill or something you'd want to learn during this time, what would it be?
Probably how to cook better.
Oh, shit. So like culinary skills.
Yeah.
Shit. It's like,
why you think you're gonna, like, shooting skills? You're gonna, the apocalypse is gonna go down? You're gonna have to kill people?
No. I'm just like, for me, like, I'm like trying to learn a new language.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, like, I guess there's a time for people to just pick up something you always wanted to do. Right?
Yeah. Fucking. There's not much. Like, some people are learning, like there's like free apps like that teach you how to do shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff like that now. They're just kind of offering their services for free. Probably it's a good time for them to get new
subscribers or whatever when all this shit is done, right?
That's true. Son of Ben, what are you doing?
Listening to you guys.
Oh, you've been really quiet.
It's not my turn to talk.
He's not high.
I'm coughing, but it's just...
Jeez, can I get it over the phone?
I felt it. Yeah, I felt that cough. I feel gross now.
Yo, you gotta see that clip of those evangelical those guys down in the States are fucking trying to heal people through the TV.
Yeah,
televangelists. Yeah,
that's fucked.
Fucking gong too. Well, Easter long weekend is coming up. We're gonna see some congregate. We're gonna see some congregations congregate.
What was that?
I didn't think it was that funny. I just said it.
Well, that was like a stuck on repeat.
But you emphasize it so fucking hard.
Huh?
You emphasize it so hard.
No, man. That's what's going to happen, man. This weekend, they're just going to go out there. Those hardcore Bible thumpers, they're going to go out there. You know what?
What are they?
It's a great religion. Hey? You can't be gathering in large numbers, man.
No.
You can't. People are going to. You can't stop people. If they want to do something, you're going to fucking do it.
That is true. And apparently, fucking cats can get it now. You guys hear about that shit?
Is that confirmed? Do you have some sort of evidence or multiple sources?
Just Facebook give news. One source.
Shout out to Twitter.
Oh, the main choice.
I gotta get that verified check.
Pedophile.
No, verified check, not pedophile. What are you listening? I didn't say
no.
I'd rather get that certified check.
What's that? That we're getting that static again. Okay. So, Dooms, you did not watch fucking Tiger King.
No, I didn't.
Okay. But Son of Ben and Sid watched Tiger King.
Yes, sir. Yes.
All right. I feel like I don't want to leave you out. I don't want to leave you on the limb, Dooms. Hey, I can't hear you.
I think he's renovating his house.
What?
No? Oh, shit.
No.
My brother came back upstairs.
Okay, but you should definitely watch that show.
I don't know, man. It doesn't really totally like entice me. Okay, it's just one dude being a fucking idiot. I don't know how else to.
I'm gonna pose a quick question to Son of Ben and Sid. Motherfucking
fucking did you guys think fucking Carol killed her husband?
Yep.
Pretty sure.
Right?
She seems like she has some like sociopathic qualities.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. It's she's got the crazy eyes.
Yeah.
She does have the crazy eyes. I'm not gonna lie, when she was younger, she was pretty good looking.
Yeah. She was.
What the fuck is that?
What?
No, I'm just saying. I'm saying matter of factly, she looked like that fucking Amanda Seyfried chick.
Yes, exactly. Yes. My thought exactly.
There you go.
Not anymore.
Oh, no. She's like Amanda Seyfried fucking merge a job in a hunt. she got a full on toad mode. but it was what about there was that other guy, that fucking the chunky dude, the owner of the strip club. That guy was funny.
Chucky doll.
yeah, the chunky doll. The guy who he was riding the fucking the skidoo.
Yeah.
The scene where they're riding the skidoo.
I don't remember that part.
And special guest star by Shaq. And no less of a celebrity, Rachel Starr.
Yep.
Two cameos by the legendary Miss Starr.
I guess I have to watch it to find out.
You gotta watch it for the cameo, but so good. Somebody photoshopped a picture of Lil Wayne's face on Joe Exotic's face.
Twitter again?
I seen Trump's face on there.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, that's good. It's fucking awesome. Fuck. That show doomed. You gotta get on the bandwagon. But Sid, any other shit you've been watching during this time? Any other shows, movies?
Ozark just came out, third season.
You guys watch that show? Dooms?
No. I've been planning on watching it, but just haven't really had the time. I've been watching like movies and stuff mostly, so probably get into that. Watch that during the day, and then watch a movie at night.
Shit.
I watched that movie Knives Out. Probably the shittiest movie I've ever seen in my life.
The Murder Mystery?
Yeah.
And I should have guessed it was gonna be shitty because it was done by that Rian Johnson guy. He did the second Star Wars movie, this trilogy.
Then fucked up the mother. Yeah, that franchise.
This movie Knives.
Jar Jar Binks.
The movie was awful. Made no sense.
What movie was it again?
Knives Out.
Knives Out.
It was so stupid.
Is that Netflix?
It was that murder mystery, right?
Yeah, it was Noah's. I just rented it.
Oh, okay.
Waste of money.
Jim, I should have just streamed it.
Yeah.
I have to say, I'm pointing Apple TV or Apple, whatever that app is. It just doesn't really have anything on there. You have to pay for pretty much everything.
Yeah.
Although it does have all of like the new movies and whatnot, but you have to subscribe to it. I think it's like, I don't know how much, like $5, $10. And then on top of that, you have to rent movies and whatnot. So I think it's kind of a
ripoff. Yeah, that's pretty stupid.
Knives Out, eh? That was a horrible movie.
Awful.
Is it in your top 10 worst movies of all time?
Probably. It was really bad.
What about any of you guys watch anything recently? Dooms, what kind of movie you watched recently?
I watched Ford vs. Ferrari.
Oh, I heard that was a good one, man.
Very good.
Yeah, I watched it. I enjoyed it, yeah.
And
it's about when they developed the Ford GT to kind of go up against the Ferrari. I don't know which one was Ferrari back then, but for the Le Mans 24-hour race.
All right. And then they had some big time actors in there, Christian Bale and Matt Damon.
Yeah. Both did a good job for their roles.
That's good. I can see that. What about you, Ben?
Sorry? What was my name?
What's something you watched recently?
Joker.
Not a new movie, oh. But I liked it. It was a very good movie.
I haven't seen that one yet.
We all watched that movie in this conversation. We all watched that movie.
I haven't seen it yet. No.
You should.
Oh shit.
You should put it on your watch list.
Yep, I'll add it.
I'm not gonna lie. I felt pretty sorry for him. Like, I think that's what the movie was trying to do.
Let's not talk about it. It's
no, that's all I'm gonna say. I'm not gonna say anymore.
Yeah, it's so good that it's. I don't know. I it was very well made, in my opinion. I understood the story and.
That's what good. About you? What about you, Dooms? I think you're a pretty good, pretty big Joker fan. What do you think about that guy?
I thought it was a really good movie. The only thing, I thought the acting was really good. The story was pretty simple, but I think it just the acting just made it that much better.
You're a thing you're saying. So. Yeah, no? Okay, yeah.
Okay, now it's better. I don't know what was going on. I think it's where you are, like it's your location.
I think it's my phone, man. It's just been getting worse and worse.
Shit.
Yeah.
What about you guys know of any of those like Best Buy and electronic stores are open still?
I don't think so.
Why would you buy
it? I guess the only way you could get it is for it to get it online, right?
Pretty much, I would guess, yeah.
Mm. It should ship.
What? I don't know what the hell's going on right
now. Okay, hold on. No, we're losing steam because we had no idea what we were going to talk about. I thought Sid was fucking going to come on here and talk about his fucking ordeal for fucking an hour, but he only took 10 minutes.
I would have hung up 30 minutes after he, if he was still telling the story after an hour.
No, I was like, fuck, man, there's a story. Okay, tell me. We're going to go back to Sid's story. Mm. And then we're going to do...
I gotta start barbecuing.
Right now? Yeah. Okay, we'll wrap it up in 5 minutes. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Fucking do a quick like, round robin question. We're going to wrap it up in 5 minutes. Oh, shit. You got a barbecue now?
Yeah, man. I bought a rack of lamb.
Oh, fuck, man. Like that. Like that fucking goat that they went after in Rambo 3. Remember that? In Afghanistan when the fucking helicopter comes out, the fucking chopper. Yeah, they had to fucking grab the goat. You remember that? The fucking the little Afghan kid was rooting them on, man. He fucking grabbed the goat.
That's a random goat story.
No. But every time I think of lamb or goat, I just think about a scene when he was fucking chasing down that goat. And or that guy in fucking 40-year-old virgin.
Wow, why did that motherfucking goat scene leave such an impression on
you? No, because when I was a kid, I felt bad for the goat. I'm like, why they gotta do that to a goat? And then remember the fucking guy in 40-year-old virgin that kept calling the guy a goat fucker?
Oh yeah, Haziz.
Yeah. But why you fuck a goat?
That actor killed his wife too.
Yeah.
He's in jail now. Yeah, he did.
Really?
Yeah, it was like 5 years ago. He killed his wife.
Jesus. Oh, that took a dark turn.
Yeah.
He went the other way. We were just making fun of the guy for saying he telling people to go fuck boats and then fuck. Drop that bomb.
Yep.
Pulled the knife out the thief hack and put it back away.
Shit. So many priceless lines from that movie. Fucking the fucking tits feeling like fucking sandpaper, sandbags.
Bags, bag of sand.
Bag of sand, yeah.
Bag of sand. You gotta fucking plant the seed and fuck the plant. That was another line. All right. This is a real quick round robin question, Nick. Somebody's gotta think of something. We got to shout out people. We got to do our shout outs. That's it. Who are you going to shout out before we go? Sid, you going to shout out anybody? You got anybody you want
to
shout out?
I'm going to shout out. Remember that restaurant we used to go to? That Taiwanese restaurant in Vic?
Oh, yeah. Fucking Calvin.
Calvin's. I'm going to shout out Calvin because I've been thinking about that place and the chicken there was delicious.
And then remember that one time when that waitress came out with her voice and I fucking made fun of it and you laughed right in her face.
Well, You made fun of her right in her face.
She was like, hey. And then Sid just started laughing when she brought the bill. I'm like, yo, why are you fucking making fun of this chick?
French Montana.
Okay, shout out to Kelvin. Shout out to Kelvin right now.
Are they still open? Like, not now, obviously, but just in general?
No, they are. They're still open.
Well, that's good.
That's good.
Yeah, I think it's like busy.
It's always busy, man. It's some fucking Sichuan cuisine.
It was really good.
Very, very good food. Highly recommended. Hopefully we get to, we all, when this shit is over, we'll all go eat there.
Yep, sounds good.
All right. Son of Ben, what's who would you want to shout out before we let Dooms go and barbecue his lamb goat thing?
I got nobody.
Okay. What the fuck? You're fucking killing me right now, man. You're killing the show right now, man. We just lost like 100 followers because of you.
Nobody. The fuck? So you shout out to your pet goldfish or something. God.
You got to shout out somebody.
Shout out to the FBI for busting that douchebag that had a whole bunch of masks or PPEs. Did you guys hear about that?
Oh yeah, New Jersey. That was a good one. Yeah.
And they got it from and they got it from Canada too. That's a fucked up thing.
Shit.
Yeah, so it was like 7 pallets of stuff.
Shit, eh?
Yeah.
Shout out.
So shout out FBI. Thank you.
Hi.
Yeah, so they didn't, but they didn't give us.
No, they threw it back.
Shit.
All right, Dooms, who are you going to shout out before you go?
Shout out the people that are staying indoors and not going outside. So hopefully they're actually listening to this podcast, but I don't think so.
Did you guys hear me? All right, so my last one, I'm going to give a shout out. Okay, I'm going to shout out our special guest today. I'm going to shout out Sid for, thank you for joining us today. Thank you for joining us, and maybe we'll do some future episodes since we're all fucking stuck in here anyway. But next time we'll actually have an
hopefully
idea.
Hopefully, there's something to talk about.
Fuck, I thought you were going to carry this show.
Okay.
This motherfucker, like that guy that when the coach ready to put him in, he fucking jersey untucked. That's how I feel like. I'm like, yo, you jersey on top, man. How the fuck I'm gonna put you in the game? All right, guys. Okay. It was nice talking to you, man. Always good. All right. Take it easy. Have a good night.
All right.
Bye.